Did you hear from the president's speech to Congress last night? He invoked the name of another Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, in calling for a huge new investment in the nation's roads, rails, and power grid.
The time has come for a new program of national rebuilding.
Today, the executive director of UDOT went before senators in Washington. Carlos Braceras was explaining why Utah is already ahead of the curve. Braceras says road building has also helped get rural towns connected digitally.
Every single project we do, we're going to put in either fiber, we'll either try to get dark fiber in there, or we'll just put an empty conduit in. And when you're putting in if you're doing a pavement job in the middle of the desert, and you've got 200 miles between cities, and you're doing 10 miles and you're putting in conduit, just 10 miles, and then you're capping the ends of it. We did that with state money. It wasn't federally eligible at the time. Well, what we have today is we have value that we've invested over the last 20 years that we're exchanging value for value with the telecoms, and we've been able to push fiber optic. And we did it selfishly. We did it to connect our traffic signal system to be more effective at moving vehicles. But what we've been able to do now is push broadband into rural parts of our community, where Utah now is a very connected state, and through this public-private partnership. But we took a risk. We took an absolute risk that fiber optic was still going to be the technology needed at this point in time, and it's paying dividends for us right now.
Braceras says with smart cars on the horizon, UDOT needs the federal government to help make sure cars and grids can talk to one another.
So that if a bridge is icing up, I can communicate that bridge is being iced up to cars that are, you know, half a mile away, and so that those cars are aware of it and they'll slow down and they'll behave appropriately. Or when I have a traffic signal that's about to change signal timing, it's communicating that to the vehicles on the road. And so that means that we have to develop the standards for us to be able to communicate. So we need to have consistent standards for the vehicles to have that communication to our infrastructure and back forth.
And Braceras asked the Senate committee to change stringent federal funding rules and consider certifying state agencies like UDOT to fast-track construction projects.